Hey, and welcome to the Barnburner TV Network here on Zingle TV, Channel 250. This is a special, special edition of Raptors Roar. Remember to download both the Barnburner and Zingle TV app in the respective app store on iOS and Android. And Zingle TV, they're also available on Roku, Roku Sticks, Amazon Fire, Fire TV Sticks, Google Chromecast, and all smart TVs 2016 forward. The app is free. Download it today. Welcome to that special edition of Raptors Roar with Steve Carney from Tampa Bay, Eduardo Harari. We're going to be joined hopefully soon by Captain Canada, Drew Ebanks. But breaking news, the Toronto Raptors announced just an hour ago that they're going to play their home games at the Amalie Arena in Tampa Bay. Steve Carney with the breaking news. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, the news came out right about 1 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time in a statement from Raptors President Masai Ujiri, saying that the Raptors were at least going to start the 2020-2021 season in Tampa Bay. And that all comes down from the COVID protocols that are going on in the country, in the Dominion of Canada, which, Joe, you know, very well. It forced the Toronto Blue Jays to play their entire 2020 season in Buffalo, New York. And now it's going to cost the Raptors at least the start of the 2020-2021 season, which is going to get underway here in just a couple of weeks. I believe December 22nd is when things get going for the NBA again. And so it looks like it's not going to be north of the border. Of course, the Raptors are the only team right now in the NBA that plays in Canada. And so you have only one team that has to move. And Tampa is, of course, the largest market in North America without a current NBA franchise. There was talk about putting them in Buffalo, which is, you know, of course, would be much closer for the basketball operations crew in Toronto. And then, of course, there were other cities that were being mentioned, like Nashville. But Tampa Bay, they have a state-of-the-art arena already that has hosted NBA and NCAA basketball in the past in Amalie Arena. And, the conditions in Florida, you know, their governor, Ron DeSantis, here in Florida, is continuing to push for an opening of Florida, whereas there are some cities like, you know, New York and the likes that are looking to once again start closing things. Governor DeSantis is still trying to push forward and trying to reopen the state. So it made a lot of sense for the Raptors to choose Tampa Bay for those specific reasons. And to be honest, Joe, you know, when we got the news about an hour ago, there was a little song that was being sung here in the Tampa Bay market,
especially for Captain Canada,
especially for Captain Canada, who joins us. Hello, Drew. But this song has been going around for about the last hour.
Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna go get it. Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah. So hold on. For people who don't know, the guy who's singing it was Captain Canada, Drew Ebanks, making his singing debut here on the Barnburner TV network. Now, anybody on Sony Music or anything want to get Drew Ebanks? Drew, now. You know, Steve's from Tampa. Are you going to go to Steve needs, he could rent out his place for about like $6,000 Canadian.
A week.
Yeah, a week for you to cover the Raptors in Tampa. What do you say?
Man, I've always wanted to cover the Raptors, obviously, for On Point. It's a bit expensive. It's a bit pricey for me, but we'll work on stuff. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, incredible.
That's news. When Joe foots the bill, right, Drew?
No, this is why Eduardo's here. He fits the bill. Come on. Eduardo's the chief financial officer.
No. You are mistaken. I am the chief executive officer. You are the financial guy.
Okay. Well, true. Actually, I'm just going to give Norm Rumack, chief financial officer. Norm, call Norm out of Starbucks already. Hey, all right.
There you go. Let me ask Drew this question, because for a city like Tampa that has not had the NBA You know, I think this is a major coup for the city to add that fourth, you know, big four franchise here. You know, I'm curious though. Were you surprised that they decided to go to Tampa as opposed to Buffalo, which would have been much closer for you know, the basketball operations and everybody? You know, that, I mean, you're only what, you know, 50 or 70 miles away in Buffalo, as opposed to coming all the way down here to Florida.
Yeah, I was surprised because I have a bunch of people down in Buffalo, a good colleague of mine, who had the Senator Kennedy over there pushed for it as well. I thought being in close proximity to Toronto would definitely be an advantage to Buffalo. But then when you think of the weather and you think of being, you know, bubbled for 6, 7, 8 months together, I think that's where you got to look at Tampa Bay and say, okay, I can see where they're coming from. But logistically, to get people back and forth, you would think that Buffalo would have been it. And I know some people down there in the Queen City, they were looking forward to hosting Raptors games, even if there were no spectators. So, it, you know, although there has been talk about Florida, different cities in Florida, and then Louisville, I think the talk about Breonna Taylor and the fact that Louisville did not take care of that situation right, to many of the Raptors and many NBA players, that put them out of the running. But I did think Buffalo was going to have a great chance of landing it. So congratulations to you, Mr. Carney.
Now, Drew, you mentioned bubbling for 6 or 7 months. I don't think the NBA is looking to try and bubble for the entire regular season. I mean,
here's Steve. Sorry to cut. I know this, and I got this from a source. The Raptors are going to play in Tampa for the first. If you looked at how the NBA broke down the schedule now, the first half of the season they said till March 5th, I believe, and then they have the All-Star break without All-Star game. So the Raptors are going to play from December 22nd to March 5th in Tampa. Then hopefully come back after the All-Star break to Toronto. But it looks like from December 22nd till March 5th, they're going to play in Tampa.
Well, I mean, that's a great, you know, contingency plan to have there. But you know that, you know, the country is going to, you know, I look at what Justin Trudeau has done in Canada and making sure to try and keep people as safe as possible. You know, he's going to want to probably move slowly. And, you know, if the vaccine, if there's any sort of lag in time between, you know, the vaccine being approved and the vaccine being distributed. And plus, we all know that it's going to start with essential, you know, healthcare workers getting the vaccine first, and then people over the age of 65. So you know, people like my mother and Joe will get the vaccine first, and then it will come down to folks like Drew and Eduardo and I. You know, I'm curious to see, you know, how much time elapses between the vaccine being you know, released and the time that folks like, you know, Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry and the likes, guys that are very young and are very, very low on the totem pole for one of these vaccines before they get this vaccine. I'm curious to see that may be far beyond March 5th.
Well, that's it. Nobody knows that answer. But Steve, before I get to Drew and Eduardo, I want to ask you this. Now that Tampa, half the season, 20 games, 15 games, who knows, because it's a 72-game season, has a team, does that solidify Tampa as maybe an expansion, talking to the NBA about getting an expansion team to Tampa? Because they have one in Miami. They have Orlando. What about Tampa?
I don't know. I don't know if that means that that they'd want to expand to Tampa. I mean, it's only, you know, 90 minutes away from Orlando, and having two teams already here in the state of Florida, I think it still makes it more unlikely than likely that the NBA would want to expand when they finally do expand from 30 to 32 teams, because you know it's coming. That money is going to be desperately needed For the league. They're going to want to expand. But I still think that it is more unlikely than likely that they expand to Tampa just because of the close proximity to Orlando and even to Miami. I mean, you're talking about having three teams within a 2.5 or a 3 hour drive. It's probably not very likely.
How's everybody taking it in Tampa now that the news came out about an hour ago? Are people pumped? Because, Lakers won the championship this year, but the Raptors are really, when there was a season, the Raptors are actually the really defending champion when there is an actual season.
I think they would have been more excited had LeBron James not gone to the Western Conference. I look at, the way things are shaping up here in the Eastern Conference. And yes, I think that Toronto getting a cream of the crop team in Tampa Bay, I think, is going to help. You know, it's not like they got the Knicks. It's not like they're getting a bad team. This isn't the Charlotte Hornets. This isn't the Knicks. This is a very good team with a very good core nucleus of players. But unfortunately, there isn't the name recognition right now. I mean, Kyle Lowry is a great player. Pascal Siakam, I think, is a very good big man. But there isn't the name recognition of players, because really when the Raptors won the championship 2 years ago, there was one name on that list, and that was Kawhi Leonard, and now he's in the Western Conference as well.
All right, Drew, what does this mean for the Raptors? Because it looks like Steve said, I don't know if they're going to get a vaccine by March. They say they're going to get a vaccine December, January, but till everything is tested, it's going to be about 5-6 months. And the season then is over. So as the Raptor fan and you're Captain Canada or whatever, what are people talking about in Canada if the Raptors are going to be the Tampa Raptors for a year?
Well, I mean, bottom line is people are just happy that basketball is going to be back. And in whatever form it may be, although, ratings were low. But ratings were low for many sports, not just basketball. But because everybody's dealing with survival right now and not trying to get COVID-19. So basketball fans in my chat groups have already been sharing over the last few weeks. They've been saying, hey, they could be in Buffalo, they could be in Louisville. Like, they've been sharing all the memes and all the photos and all the articles. So just recently when that came out, a few of my chat groups, they all said the same thing. They're going to be in Tampa. So it doesn't matter where the Raptors fans play. If that border opens, especially, you'll see Toronto Raptors fans from Canada going down there and checking it out, especially if they open up the stadiums to a certain amount of fans. And then you have the Snowbird people that are down there already in Florida, and they're Canadians and they're Raptors fans. So, these Raptor fans travel, guys. They go to Detroit, they go to LA, they go to Golden State, they go to Philly. They're not even afraid of the Philly fans. Raptors fans will go.
Why you mention Philly? Anywhere. Why you mention Philly?
We're still in first place, so why
first
not?
Place, huh? What? In that cart? Never mind. All right.
So the one thing that I do want to mention, though, Joe, before we get on, is the scheduling, because Amalie Arena is the home of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Raptors would have to work their schedule around the Tampa Bay Lightning schedule. And I'm sure that there will be some give and take. The NHL schedule has not been released yet. So we'll find out just how much the Lightning were able to move their home dates around to accommodate the Raptors. But I would assume that there's going to be some sort of overlapping. And if that's the case, the Raptors would end up, my guess, playing those games that would overlap at the Yuengling Center, which is on the campus of the University of South Florida, formerly known as the USF Sun Dome. They just redid the group that owns Amalie Arena. The Vinnick Group also owns the USF Sun Dome. And so they've redone that building over within the last couple of years. And so it's almost brand new inside as well. Not quite as big as Amalie Arena. It's not going to hold, 17 or 18,000 for basketball. It's probably in the more likelihood of around 9,000, but still a very good place to play basketball, and they don't have to worry about a hockey floor underneath it.
I guarantee you there's a Super Bowl Sunday the Raptors are playing. Super Bowl's in Tampa. The Eagles are not going to be playing. right? So, but look at Tampa. I'm going to say this for Steve, okay? Look at Tampa. Defending Stanley Cup champions. And Raptors last year won the Larry O'B, okay? I don't have to say about the Tampa Bay Rays went to the World Series this year, okay? And now Tampa's getting the Super Bowl.
Tampa's flying right now in the sports world. They're everywhere.
They're getting the Super Bowl. They're like I broke here. They're getting WrestleMania again. Tampa is the city to be. Eduardo and Steve, get close to Steve, all right? Where's your mask, Eduardo? First of all, if you're going to get close, wear your mask. Second of all, get close to Steve. Everybody on the Barn Burner TV network, get close to Steve. Steve, you got a lot of room there because it looks like we're going to look at Eduardo, looking at Raptors. And look, he doesn't have an on-point mask, Drew. He's got a Raptor mask, okay? So look.
I can see Eduardo is already booking flights.
So now, Drew, now let me ask you, we'll go around the table. Let me ask you, what effect does this have on the Raptors specifically for one reason? Now they're playing in Tampa today, 6 p.m., free agency opens. You think somebody would rather sign a year to play in Tampa than in Toronto? Do they have a better shot now at getting a one-year sort of rental to play because they're playing in Tampa? I'm going to say they're playing for the whole year. They're playing in Tampa as opposed to Toronto. Drew, you start us off.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's got to be a consideration. You know that even now when American teams come over to play Toronto, it's a little bit of a, you got to go through customs. It's not like just going from one American city to another. So I'm sure the fact that they're playing there for half or maybe possibly all the season can definitely be a selling point as far as free agents because, they don't have to go through the border checks. They don't have to go through customs. It's relatively easy. And again, being in Florida, when you're not playing your games, you're going to be sitting in sunshine. So, that alone in itself, is going to be a big seller. And I think it will be able to be a selling point for Raptors and any free agents that are looking to join the squad.
And go to Steve Denowardo. Steve, if they sign a free agent, Tampa has no taxes, right?
Yeah, but the only thing is because the team isn't officially based in Florida, I don't think that they can qualify for the lack of income tax like they would if the Magic and the Miami Heat, they're able, those players for 41 games out of the year don't have to pay state income tax because their team is headquartered here in Florida. I don't think that's going to be the case with Toronto because Toronto's headquarters are still in Ontario, so I think that they would end up still having to use Ontario's tax system, even if they are down here in Tampa Bay. So I don't think that makes, I don't think that will make as much of a difference, but Drew is absolutely right. If Masai Ujiri can go to a potential free agent and go, look, on the days that you're not, when there's no practice and there's no games, you can be out fishing. You can be out playing golf. You can be hanging out on the beach. You can be going to the restaurants down here, the Cuban places, the Italian joints. I mean, we've got some of the best restaurants out, I've ever seen down here. They're fantastic. And, you want to talk about, just top notch. And by the way, you come play for the Raptors. Who knows? You may get to hook yourself up with Tom Brady, with Steven Stamkos. You can do that.
Who
here.
Are they?
Those are guys that have something called championships, Joe.
But we do. Eduardo, you have been quiet here. What chime in here? What do you think of the Tampa and everything like that?
So I'm looking for two different ends. The idea of the Raptors moving to Tampa, I find it that it's okay, but we have to be careful. Remember, the NBA was very cautious during the the pandemic, when they played the short season, they bubbled up. They did the correct thing. We cannot allow the players, just because they are in a new environment, to step out of those boundaries. Second of all, looking at what will happen to Toronto without the Raptors, it's sad because now the idea is that most of the businesses that lived off the Raptors during the season are going to be very strained for cash flow. I mean, if you see the buildup around the downtown core that supported the Raptors, it's ridiculous. And now all those places won't have the Raptors there to give them, hand them customers that would normally be there.
All right. And anybody watching from the Raptors organization, if you want to get your voice out and the players out, come on the Barnburner TV network, Zingle TV. And by the way, Steve, I'll ask. I know you're texting me. Drew, Steve Carney needs a mic flash, on-point mic flash, needs a shirt, needs track pants, needs some hats there and all that. Come on. He's got to show he's like sort of a Canadian. He's going to cover the team for Barnburner. Drew, can you hook a man up?
Is it? Do you have merch, Drew?
We do, yes. We do sell merch. We're working on the Barnburner. We're working on a Barnburner merch too. Joe's been on me, and I
don't care about the Barnburner merch. Don't care about the Barnburner merch. I want the on-point basket.
Release this guy.
Send you a shipment. I'll send you a shipment, Steve. We got we got some dry fits. We got tees. We're gonna order our new hats soon. We'll outfit you down there, man. You just plug us, and we're good. You just wear it and post it on social, and we got you.
Got it.
He needs a mic flash. You got a mic flash?
Well, he's got his own thing going on. He doesn't need an on-point mic flasher. Come on.
No, he needs an on-point. He needs a Barnburner on-point everything. Come on.
Drew, I'm gonna lean my microphone forward, and you tell me what's missing.
Ah, I see. You need something there. That's for sure.
I see. Like you couldn't see before? All right. So... The Raptors, let me ask you a question around the table quickly before we close out this special edition of Raptor Roar. Drew, what are the Raptors? What's their record going to be now that they're probably playing in Tampa at least half the season, if not maybe the full season? Where do you think they end up, considering we don't know about free agency? I'll ask you this question next week once free agency opens up. But right now, what is the Raptors' record for 2021?
Ah, man, what, 72 games?
He failed math, by the way.
Sorry?
He failed math. Come on.
I would say 50 and 22.
50 and 22?
Wow.
No wonder he shaved his head. Well, something's wrong with his head. All right, Eduardo, what do you say?
Well, I'll agree with Drew, I think.
Oh, here we go. He agrees. No,
no.
Men think alike, no, that's for sure.
No, you have to be true to what it is. They are going to be playing in a different scenario. They are going to be without players that they had in the past. We don't have Gasol. We don't have the whole team together. We still have to sign multiple players that we might lose. So we have to see what lineup we get on December 22nd.
All right, Steve.
Hey, they're playing in the greatest city on earth, Champion City USA, 60-12. No, I'm kidding. No, I think more likely, I think they're 45-27. I think that's probably going to be good enough for, a two or, possibly a two, more likely a three seed in the playoffs next year. So, yeah, I think they can still win the division with 45 wins. And that's where I'd go with that.
Steve and Drew, by the way, the Eagles play the Cleveland Browns. Steve Carney and Scott Churchin this week picked the Browns. I picked the Eagles. What is that sound effect? Show everybody that sound effect, Drew.
Smart man. Ho, 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 ho. Smart man, Joe. You're a smart man.
Yeah,
the Eagles are taken down. Okay, who are the Cleveland Browns? Who are the Cleveland Browns anyways? Like, what have they done? We're Super Bowl champs, baby.
Yeah. They've won six games this year in the toughest division in all of football, the AFC North.
We're going to close this out, but why don't you just close it out with that song that they're playing all over the state of Tampa today?
I was going to say, if you want to follow me on social media, all you have to do is follow this.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball.
This is Drew Ebanks doing a 1982 breakdancing. Look at Drew Ebanks from 1982 breakdancing and all that. All right, we're having lots of fun.
Back.
Congratulations to Tampa Bay, Florida, for picking up the best team in the world.
Hosting us. Thanks for hosting our squad. We love you guys.
West Coast is the best coast.
All right. Eduardo, any final thoughts?
Well, we'll see what the season has to offer us. Hopefully, the Raptors can come up with the winning combination in Tampa. And hopefully we'll meet the Lakers and finally get our revenge on them.
All right, and before we close it out, I want to say a huge congratulations, Mazel Tov, to Morris Peterson. Morris Peterson won once again. A new dad. Him and his wife, a baby boy. Now listen to the names. Listen to the names. Carter James Peterson. Oh. Carter James Peterson. All right.
And I'm so mad. I told Mo Pete that Steve was a really good name to put for good yeah, name for a strong man.
Steve, he finally scored the touchdown for the Detroit Lions. Seven kids.
Attaboy.
Finally scoring a touchdown for the Detroit Lions. Attaboy, what do you have Mo. To say about that, Steve?
I will say Mazel Tov to Mo and his lovely bride. And yes, congratulations to the Peterson clan.
All right, Steve, tell everybody once again how to get a hold of you.
Well, of course, you can always get a hold of me at that song. And I'm on social media at Steve Carney on Twitter and Instagram. As you notice, there's no mic flag on my microphone right now. So I'm not going to tell you where else you can be right now.
We'll fix that. All right. Eduardo, tell everybody what you have planned for tomorrow, Spanglish Sports World.
So tomorrow, Spanglish Sports World, English edition, we have with my good friend John Freeman Nelson, we are going to be analyzing the Nations League of the European Cup and some of the CONCACAF games and South American games.
Eduardo, by the way, John Freeman Nelson is my friend, all right? Not your friend, my friend, okay? And he's Steve Carney's friend also. Congratulations again to John Freeman Nelson, voted as the best sports broadcaster in the state of Georgia, all right? Now, Drew Ebanks, Captain Canada, go ahead.
Yes, sir. You know where to find me, On Point Basketball, as usual, on Facebook and Instagram, at Drew Ebanks. On Drew Ebanks. Yeah, that's Twitter, that is. And yeah, we're heading out.
He's having a seniors moment.
I did. I had a brain cramp right there. Again, want to thank Steve and the people of Tampa Bay. I wish I could be down there. Maybe we'll see, depending on how you guys deal with this coronavirus situation. If you get it under control, you could see Mr. Captain Canada down south over the next.
Who's the mayor of Tampa, baby. Steve? Who's the mayor of Tampa?
The mayor of Tampa is the Honorable Miss Jane Castor, former.
I'm going to get her on the phone. She has said Drew Ebanks is welcome to Tampa if he provides On Point gear for everybody in Tampa. Everybody in Tampa. Yeah. How many people are in Tampa, Steve?
A lot.
Okay. 20
That's
million.
A lot.
20 million, all right? 20 million. You gotta look, whoever your guy is, I got you 20 million there. Come on. And by the way, maybe 3 million of On Point and 17 million Barn Burner. I know Eduardo wants his shirts, his everything. Come on.
I'll take 3 million any day, brother.
All right. You've been watching a special edition of Raptors War. Thank you to Steve Carney, Eduardo Harari, and Drew Ebanks. Stay tuned for more great programming here on the Barn Burner TV Network.
Go Raptors.
Channel 250. Thanks a lot, Steve, Drew, and Eduardo.
You got it, boys.
Thanks, Joe.